case, I think for 22-455, that is
West Haven.
Morning, folks. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record?
Yes, good morning, board. Detective Jason Ackland, West Haven PD.
And that's A-K-L-I-N.
A-K-L-I-N.
Thank you. Okay, detective, the record indicates the appellant has a conviction in, is it 2010 on 53A-62 and a 21A-279 2017 conviction, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, sir, we are only empowered with granting appeals in certain circumstances. Given the convictions of 53A-62 in 2010 and 21A-279 in 2017, we are not empowered with granting your appeal based on the time frames of those convictions. So you can go forward knowing that we are going to deny your appeal because we're forced to by statute. You can also withdraw your case and move on with your life and never seek a permit. After some point, the 53A-62 conviction, you need a lapse of 20 years. As of now anyways, the statute keeps changing, which is why I have to think about this for a second. On the 21A-279, what is that one?
I don't know.
2015. But doesn't it? 20
years
it doesn't
change after that. If it's convicted after.
Oh, so it, right? And that's
correct?
It?
It's off.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay. You could seek a pardon in those in the meantime if you'd like and reapply. The underlying conduct associated with those still can come up with either West Haven or if it came up to the board again. But the actual disqualifying nature of those convictions would be erased from your record. So that's something you could look into. The Board of Pardons website is linked to our website. You can also just Google Board of Pardons, State of Connecticut, take a look at that if you're interested. But those are your options. So you can proceed knowing we're gonna deny, or you can withdraw your case and make your choice going forward accordingly.
Withdraw.
Okay. All right, the case is withdrawn by the appellant at 11:31. Thank you very much.